Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. How appropriate, Leia, that you are crying a little bit right now, because we're talking today, Leia and the rest of you, about the birth of children, about the miracle, the miraculous thing it is that we are actually born of a woman. And this is a miracle that we see really every day in our lives around us, people getting pregnant, people having children. And it's a real testimony to the hardness of our hearts, right? It's a real testimony to the hardness of our hearts that we can see this miracle, hear the cry of a child like that, watch this process go on and just not really think it much of anything. But this is an astounding miracle, a miraculous amazement that a child can grow inside the womb of a mother. Now, Beth and I were married November 23rd, 1996, and in the course of several years later, God blessed us with a beautiful daughter, Naomi. Let me just share with you a little bit about the mystery and the miracle of a birth. And I was thinking about this while I was getting ready this morning. Most guys don't think what it would be like to be a woman, and I can say I really have never thought much about that, but I was thinking about this sermon this morning. I'm getting ready, and I thought, wow, just imagine what it must be like for you women to think, in my body, I have the power and ability in my body to actually receive a life, grow a life, nurture a life inside my own body. That astounds me as a man. And that it should grow up, a little placenta should form after the man's seed and the woman's seed comes together. It's just one cell. And then it divides into four, and then some cells go over here and create an ear, and others over in this way, and they make a liver, and all this stuff. Meanwhile, your body is making this placenta, this umbilical cord, that can nurture this child for all these months and its growth. What an amazing thing. And I brought a little bit of an illustration here with me. Here was Naomi in the ultrasound in Beth at just a few weeks old. When Beth had realized the color was the right color on that little strip, whatever. And here, I should really get permission to share. Here's Beth's womb, everybody. Okay. No, but really, here she is. And here's Naomi, a little tiny dot, which was the size of a grain of rice at that time. And yet, here is the heart beating. You could see it. Just a few weeks old. And here was Naomi, a little tiny pea, basically. But then, from that, you go from there to just a little while later, God has made this little tiny couple of cells into a beautiful daughter. Look at the miracle that is before us every day. Open your eyes, people. Isn't that amazing? Eyes were formed, a beautiful face, nose, mouth, everything in the right place. Just beautiful. And as she's continuing to grow, God has now made her into this, which you recognize, a beautiful young girl. And just growing up and being nurtured and by our Lord. And one day, she's going to be a woman. I don't have that picture yet, but God knows it. And all this from this whole process of birth, the miracle of birth. So let's open our eyes and thank God for that today. But you know what's something even better than that? A more astounding miracle? Is that all this should take place without the help of a man. You know, it's enough that it's a miracle that a husband and wife can come together this way, but that a virgin should conceive and bear a son. That's something really to marvel at. And Mary herself marveled at that in Luke chapter 1. Look what she says here. The angel tells her she's going to have a child, conceive in her womb and bear a son. Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." So what's this tell me? We have a miracle of birth, but then, hey, this is a miracle unlike any other. Nobody else ever been born of a virgin. You ever heard of it? This is the one time. And so what this tells me is that this child, whom we're celebrating this Christmas and every day of our lives, is special. This is the one. The one. Now, that's kind of a motif, isn't it, out there in culture? looking for the one to save the world.
Can one man stand against the city of Manhattan, you know, and bring justice?
You know, it's always the theme out there in the world. Like Superman, you know, a man from another planet come down to Earth with powers far beyond that of mortal man. Can the one man, you know, to stand up in the world and save it? Well, you know what? What we're talking about here, those are all fictional characters. What we're talking about today is the one man who was really born this way in the world. Right, Gabriel? The one man who was born this way, Jesus Christ. And what's it say in Matthew chapter 11 was that John the Baptist was wondering about this. And he said, are you he who is to come, or shall we look for another? You know that there is only one person that's born of a virgin. This one is the special one. Jesus answers, go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is he who takes no offense at me. So what we're looking at today is a miracle, the miracle of the birth of Jesus as from a virgin, but that he is the one that we've all been waiting for, the one that all of history has been waiting for. From the day Adam and Eve sinned down to this very day, the world is asking, is there a man anywhere out there? Is there hope? One man to come and save the world? Well, I'll tell you, and I'll testify to the few that are gathered here today, yes, this one has come. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the Superman, and he's unlike any other because he is truly from above. In John chapter 8, he says this, I go away, and you'll seek me, and you'll die in your sins. For where I'm going, you cannot come. And the Jews said, where does this man intend to go? Will he kill himself? Since he says, where I'm going, you cannot come? Jesus answers, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. In other words, that I am the one. I am the greater Superman. I am from a visitor from another planet. Another place, that is, above. And I have come to earth to save it. And that's what we believe as Christians. And look at how many are here today. I asked a man to come in here who had come in just a few moments ago. Did everything I could. Well, maybe not everything. I didn't forcibly detain him. But I tried to bring him in here, but he didn't come. And hopefully one day he will. But the world passes by this miracle of a virgin birth and this miracle of Jesus is the one. And it's just like with a pregnancy. Oh, you're pregnant. Oh, good, wonderful. What's for dinner? They don't really think much on it. But look, for us, the virgin birth says we have the Savior of the world here before us because he's born of a virgin. He is special. And what did he come to do? 1 Peter 3, verse 18 says, for Christ also died for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Remember what it said in Isaiah chapter 7? When they're talking about a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, which Matthew reminds us says, which means God with us. This is what he was born to do, to be with you. As it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Do you think of God like that? That he is actually with you? He wants to be with you? He has come to make his home in you? He didn't have to be born of a virgin. He could have just stayed up there in his own palatial kingdom in the celestial realms. But he wanted you. He wanted you to be with him. He wanted to be with you here and then also to bring you to where he is, to live forever with him. And this is what he came to do. The one, the Superman, the great Savior of the world came to bring you to himself. And so he is Emmanuel, God with us. Well, there's something else too. He was born of a virgin so that you might be born of him. You ever think of that? He was born of a virgin into this world so that you would be born again. Jesus said in John chapter 3, unless a person's born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. No way, zip, zilch. You know all the people driving by out there right now? Not even one thought about this. And you try to get them to church, they don't want to hear it. But what they're missing is the one way, the truth, and the life, the one passage that is available in this time of grace to go to heaven, to be with God, Emmanuel, God with us forever. And so, as it says in James chapter 1:18, of his own will, James, he brought us forth by the word of the truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. And in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, look it up for a second. Page 999. Huh? You got it out? Look up 999, Titus 3, verse 5. There. As I recall, it says, he saved us not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but by the mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. That word washing is the word for bath in the Greek. And the word regeneration is pollen genesia, which means pollen, again, genesia, birth. Bath of rebirth. What's that? Baptism. So if you've been baptized into Christ and believed in him, you have been born of him by the preaching of the gospel, through the word of the truth, which you've heard and received. And guess what? This is not some commonplace thing. You can now say, as did he, I am not of this world. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. And although you're not the one, you are the ones who have come to share in his victory. He is the Savior, the Superman, but you have come to share in his life through faith in him. You have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, and God has made you his own sons and daughters. And as Jesus said, I go away, I'm preparing a place for you, so that where I am, you may be also. So this Christmas, as we're getting ready for the celebration of our Lord's first coming, let's remember, being born of a virgin, he was born that you might be born into him. And this miracle, don't let it pass you by this Christmas, like so many people do. Let this be really sharp and clear in your hearts. I have been born of heaven. I have been born of God, born of Jesus, born of the gospel, born of faith, born of baptism, and God is my Father, and he is Emmanuel, God with us, God with me. Amen.